Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. Our online segment, and we've got Tom Rock of Newsday and Paul Schwartz of the New York Post by my side. So I gave you that number about third downs, and I gave you the number in Stats Plus about quarterback rating against. Speaks to this Giants secondary and how good it's really developed this season.
They're also second in passing touchdowns allowed, which is another important number. Obviously, you want to keep the other teams off the board. This secondary has been such a change from last year when they used to give up big plays, and you would sit there at the end of a game and cringe and worry about which guy is going to beat them this time, and which guy is going to miss the coverage, and which guy is going to point at the other guy and say, that was you, that was supposed to be you. That's not happening at all this year. They are giving up a lot of passing yardage. They're not very high in the NFL rankings in passing yardage. In fact, I was surprised to look. The Jets actually have a better passing defense than the Giants do in terms of that. But the eyeball test and Janoris Jenkins shutting down just about every elite receiver that the Giants come across has been a godsend for this team.
I mean, it's an interesting debate. You know, it's a great debate to have. You say, who is the best free agent, big-ticket free agent on defense they've signed? And you can make a legitimate case for all three of them, which is great for Jerry Reese. If I had a vote, I think it would probably go to Janoris Jenkins because he was the one who got so much money and there were so many questions about what kind of player he was. Is this a risk-taker, gambler, in a small situation in St. Louis? He's been great. He is a shutdown guy. Everything feeds off him.
Yeah, and then if you throw in more modest signings like Keenan Robinson, Kelvin Shepard, and even a guy like Leon Hall, I mean, they have really done a great job in free agency supplementing this defense. All right, so all that is good. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, this offense is
the flip
at
side.
This prolific lows, which yeah. It's really hard to imagine that they could be struggling this much. Does it hurt them down the stretch, in your opinion?
I mean, it's amazing. If the three of us were given several weeks ago the stat sheet and said, after 13 games, these are the offensive stats, I'd say, man, this is not a 500 team. I mean, this is incredible, the inefficiency that's going on offense. I think it hurts them, yes. I just think it is difficult to play on such a margin where you're telling your defense you cannot give up more than 17 points at the most. I think the defense is under pressure to score points, which is not a good way to be. I mean, it's really baffling. The injuries have not been devastating at all. If Justin Pugh is the biggest one, that's a manageable situation. And the fact that this team cannot get out of its own way passing the ball, running the ball, we know there's issues. Passing the ball is still, I have a hard time wrapping my head around why they're such a poor passing team.
You look at these receivers and you say, why isn't the ball getting out there? Why aren't they putting up these numbers? They should be torturing defenses, and instead they're just succumbing to them. It really is baffling. And I think I mean this is a team that, you know, they can go into the playoffs. They could get to February 4th, the day before the Super Bowl, and say, this offense is ready to click now.
Right.
You know, it's interesting because we talked about this earlier in the show, and, you know, people want to start now making some comparisons mm-hmm. to 2007, 2011. Mm-hmm. You know, in 2011, they were also at the bottom, 31st and 32nd in running the football. Right. They were terrible. And then in that Jet game, they started to run it better, and then they ran it better at the regular season finale, and they ran a little bit better in the playoffs. But what they had in 2011, Eli Manning could have been the league MVP. Yeah. They were dynamic with their passing game. Yeah. It really is amazing that they can't unlock that key other than Odell Beckham.
Look, it starts up front, like you said, with snacks on defense. It starts up front. I think Eli is in a little bit of a self-preservation mode. I really do. I think he is his. You know, they always say when a quarterback's eyesight drops, that's not good, right? I think his eyesight has dropped a little bit. He's seeing what's going on around him. If he gets hurt, it's a big problem. He is not looking downfield like he has in the past. I mean, in 2011, remember Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl on those audios? They couldn't stop them.
They're lacking that big Hakeem Nicks, that big type of a guy, you know, Plaxico Burress, Amani Toomer type of a guy that can go out there and catch that deep ball where Eli could just throw it up to him and know that he's going to come down with it.
Or the big tight end
or
down
Larry
the
Dunnell,
seam.
Yes.
You know, they have Will Tye running, you know, 5 and 7 yard routes. That opens. We've seen that in years with Boss and with Ballard and with Martellus Bennett even. The guy can open things up down the seam. Where is that play? It's not there because they don't have the ability with the players they have to do it.
All right, let's go around the horn. Your prediction for this week against the Lions.
Well, you got a team that's got 8 comeback wins against a team that's held on for 8 wins by less than 1 touchdown.
So, crazy 8.
It's going nuts. I think the Giants can do it. I think bringing the Lions out in the elements a little bit will help them. They haven't played many outdoor games this year. I think the Giants will hold on 21-17.
It's going to rain. It's not going to be cold, but it's going to rain. So there's a ball control, ball security issue. I liked your stat about, how close these home games are. I think this is destined for another close game. I like the Giants in a field goal game. They don't score a lot of points. House 23-20.
There you go. All right, gentlemen, great stuff as always.